My next guest writes about the topic of, well, bringing a four-legged best friend into your life. Rescued. What second chance dogs teach us about living with purpose, loving with abandon, and finding joy in the little things. Glad that you are here, New York Times bestselling author Peter Zeutlin. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Zeutlin, if you wanted to know more about you, and we will certainly share that at the end. I love the eyes of this, Labrador on the front cover?
Yeah, he sure looks like a lab.
Yes, and who knows if he's rescued, he may have a unique ancestry. Rescued, Peter. What's your intent?
Yeah, most shelter dogs do come are mixed breeds, and you know we are overlooking. We are actually euthanizing hundreds of thousands of dogs every year in this country. Dogs that, if just given a second chance, would be wonderful companions. And that's why I wrote this book. I wanted to share my own experiences and those of other people of bringing one of these dogs into your life and the incredible rewards, psychic rewards, the meaning that it gives you to have saved a life and to have this wonderful companion that if you hadn't stepped up might well have perished and never had a name or, you know, run through the snow or, you know, lay down in the grass. So I really encourage people looking for a dog to think about adopting a shelter dog.
Thank you for that. What is your, experience? What is the credibility to talk about these dogs that help us find the joy in the little things, Peter?
Well, we're now living with three rescue dogs in our house, all from the state of Louisiana. We live in Massachusetts. And we adopted the first one in 2012. His name is Albie. And he was very lucky to survive a high kill shelter down in Louisiana where 90% of the dogs are euthanized. And he came up to us, and just right away, he was just the sweetest, most loving creature. And I just couldn't imagine that dogs like Albie, you know, every day are being put down. And so we have now, as I said, three of them. With a cumulative, I know we might have 8 or 10 years of experience, sharing our lives with these dogs.
Great. The book is Rescue. Let's talk about more stories that you share, Peter.
Well, where can I start? One of the inspiring stories that I know is that there's a dog in Baltimore, was in a shelter for a long time, a pit bull mix, had been overbred, overlooked, and one day, fellow walked in named Ronnie Stanley, who happens to be a second-year lineman with the Baltimore Ravens. And he told the shelter staff, I want the dog that's been here the longest, the one that nobody wants. And now he and that dog just have the most beautiful relationship. I talked to people, you know, confined to wheelchairs who have service dogs that were rescue dogs that have made their lives immeasurably better. I interviewed a prisoner in Florida who was about to be released after 15 years, and he had participated in a Paws and Prisoners program where rescue dogs are socialized by prisoners, and they formed such a tight bond that it just turned his life around, and that dog is now with him. He's been released from prison, and she's helping him with his, entry into the real world. I mean, those are dramatic stories, but the fact is that these dogs are therapeutic for everybody. I mean, it's very hard not to have one of these dogs in your life and not wake up every morning with a sense of purpose, with your compassion level elevated. And they give you a very different sense of perspective because they're always living in the moment. They're not worried about tomorrow. They're not worried about the mortgage. They're not worried about what happened yesterday. And so they have a way of drawing us into the present and to be more mindful and to enjoy, you know, what's happening right in front of us every day.
Peter Zeutlin with us. Again, the book I hold in my hand in paperback, Rescued, What Second Chance Dogs Teach Us About Living with Purpose, Loving with Abandon, and Finding Joy in the Little Things. Again, Dean Koontz gives this a thumbs up as a delightful read. I want to zone in with a couple minutes left, Peter, on the topic of seniors, the human seniors. I understand our research shares that with these four-legged friends, seniors find greater energy, keep mentally fit, and live with renewed vigor?
Yeah, I think from my own experience, when my father-in-law was quite ill and actually dying, we used to bring our dogs over to my in-law's apartment. And even, you know, somehow, as soon as the dogs came in, the entire mood lifted. And you see this repeated over and over. There are a lot of people with therapy dogs that go to visit seniors and assisted living facilities and nursing homes. And like I said, they are just sort of a natural therapy, you know, whatever your stage in life. They just have a way of brightening everyone's day.
Great. Where does one start, Peter, if one perhaps has never made their choice from the opportunity to present a second chance? How do I do my homework?
Well, I think what you need to do is talk to friends who may have adopted a rescue dog, talk to veterinarians, and get a recommendation for a good rescue organization or a reputable shelter. It's like anything else. If you were looking for a doctor or a carpenter, you'd ask around and you'd get references. That's important because not everyone does this as well as other people do. And a good rescue organization will not only carefully screen the dogs to make sure that they're ready to be successfully adopted, they should be checking you out too. So don't be put off by the fact that a rescue organization is asking you a lot of questions and asking you for references. That's actually a good sign. It means that they're serious about making a good match for you and setting that dog up to succeed in your home.
Couldn't imagine life without my Petey, my Leah, and my Ralphie, all rescued animals, and we do have the great rescue opportunities here in our own backyard here in West Michigan, so you're possibly preaching to the choir. So an action item, get out, and again, life is short. Rescue, and that's the title of your book, Rescued. Peter, how do we find out more information?
Well, you can visit my website. It's my name, Peter Zeutlin, ZHEUTLIN.com. There's information about the book, and I encourage people, you can contact me through the website. I'm happy to recommend rescue organizations. I work, a lot of people have come to me, and I've become a little bit of a matchmaker. So I'm happy to help people on an individual basis, too.
Great. Thank you very much. Peter Zeutlin, ZHEUTLIN, best-selling author, Rescued. Take care.